great honour for us to be hosting an event which is obviously for the whole of County Donegal, and where we're in the process, we have the marquees up here and we have exhibitors from everywhere in the county, from Arranmore Island, from Inishowen, from Gidore, and everything that's best in County Donegal will be advertised and put out there, and people will get, you know, to see what actually is available in such a vast county, and that's what it's all about, so that they can go further into the county and they can view everything here in the marquees during the day and maybe stay on and sample what's available everywhere.
And there also are a number of concerts taking place over the weekend too, so it's a double-pronged approach.
It is a double-pronged. What we actually decided to do there was we were putting it forward. The concerts exist all over County Donegal, and we're given an example of what can take place and what will take place during the summer months in Donegal Town. And obviously, our headline act, Alexandra Burke, is creating quite a stir. She's arriving tomorrow in our concert tomorrow night. But funny enough, the other two nights, Goatstone Shave and the Saw Doctors on Sunday night is creating quite a stir also. So we're expecting 7,000 or 8,000 people over the weekend for the concerts alone, and we're expecting the same through the marquees during the day from 11 o'clock tomorrow onwards.
As it relates to the marquees and advertising what Donegal has, to some extent he could be preaching to the converted. I understand a lot of invitations have been sent to outside the county for people to come in and see what there is on offer.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's not about County Donegal. It's about, the diaspora that are out there, as well as the neighbouring counties and the island of Ireland, so that they can come back on a particular weekend and get a sample of what is available. Because, obviously, we don't sell ourselves too well, and opportunities like this are so important to actually get it out there, that we're not that far away from the major cities such as Dublin, etc., etc., and that there's so much to offer, whether it be our scenery, our culture, our accommodation providers, our festivals and events, it's and of course our food and our Donegal fashion, which is synonymous all over the world.